There are commercial quantities of gold and maybe silver, iron, and titanium in the sand and gravel of Yakutat. That's the word from Geohedral, an Oklahoma City-based company that staked claims on close to 60,000 acres in the Yakutat Forelands. That's the name for the area between the coastal mountain range and the Gulf of Alaska. The company has found iron and titanium in black sand areas, which are old beaches, and gold and silver in what's called Tanos Mesa, which is further inland. Tim Cannon runs Cross Timbers Forestry of Tecumseh, Oklahoma, near Oklahoma City. His company has been conducting field work for Geohedral.
The preliminary sampling shows a potentially commercial deposit of gold and silver on the surface. At this point, there's no indication in anything that I know of that there's something that would be associated with a hard rock lode mine where you might be doing tunneling and such. All of our sampling has been done within the upper 50 feet.
Geohedral says the area could hold nearly 35 million ounces of gold. That's about $35 billion worth at today's prices, though values have been volatile. Cannon says that estimate was based on holes and pits already sampled, not a complete survey, so the full extent of the deposit is still unknown. Geohedral has already attracted investments from the Beard Company, another Oklahoma firm. If further exploration continues to show a large deposit, it would look for additional investors. Cannon says the company would set up processing for gold in the uplands area.
Would it be hydraulic dredging? I don't know. Would it be some on-site processing? The one thing that appears to me now, with the knowledge that we have now, is that it has the advantage that it does not seem that it's going to need chemical extraction from the host material.
Nature has already prepared the ore for extraction by grinding it down to gravel and sand-like size. Cannon says the black sand deposits would likely be mined by a dredge operation that's similar to what was used in the Klondike Gold Rush.
Your area stays relatively small. You're constantly backfilling with clean sand as you leave. Your tailings are essentially what was there to begin with no chemical additives. Your footprint stays pretty well constant as you move around through the ore body with a water-based hydraulic dredge.
Yakutat is a fishing town about halfway between Juneau and Cordova. Its salmon stocks come from rivers that empty into the Gulf of Alaska. Sport fishermen also travel to the town to catch steelhead in its rivers and salmon and halibut in the ocean. That's led some of its 600 or so residents to worry about the potential for a large mine disturbing the area. Bill Lucy staffs the Yakutat Salmon Board and is a coastal planner.
There was a petition circulated this summer, and I believe there's 150 signatures of people who are very concerned about the potential impacts to the fisheries habitat. The area that's been targeted are these black sand ridges, and in between all those ridges are many miles of small salmon streams that for overwintering, rearing streams essentially, some spawning habitat, but a lot of rearing habitat.
He says coho runs on the nearby Setuk River are down, and residents are concerned about adding stress to the fishery. But he says people are also interested in the potential for economic development.
If a mine were to open up in Yakutat, you know, there's some people who are very much in favor of the potential job creation due to the fact that commercial fishing just is very difficult unless you are have a large boat and you're diversified in several fisheries. Otherwise, people just aren't being able to pay the bills in the winter.
Geohedral will face a variety of government regulations from the Forest Service, which controls the land, and the municipality, which has a mining ordinance. Cannon says he expects those details will be worked out since development is still several years away. If not, he says the company will walk away from the project. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting from Juneau.